Welcome in to an episode of Light the Lamp. I'm your host, as always, Alexis Downey. We're here in the Paul Correa Studios. Today, it feels good to be sitting here. It is early July and certainly the middle of the off season. Things are officially going to slow down through the month of July and August, as hockey usually does. Following the NHL draft and development camp, the Ducks have certainly stayed busy through this offseason. But like I said, things are slowing down now. But that gives us some time to look back to last week when the Ducks did host their development camp. And we had the chance to catch up with a lot of different players that were in attendance for the camp. And that's what we're going to share with you today. But we're going to start first with Beckett Seneca and Stian Solberg, the two first round picks from last year back at the Sphere, the Vegas draft. What a draft that was. Really unfortunate that it was decentralized this year. But as if you watched it, as you know, the Ducks definitely made the most of the draft this year, despite not being able to be on site. But going back to last year, let's talk about that first. So the Ducks take Beckett Seneca third overall and Stian Solberg at 23 overall. And since then, let's catch up a little bit on, you know, how their year went. For Stian, he was in the SHL and he played 47 games, had 12 points, and then finished the season in San Diego, actually, where he had 10 games played, 5 points with the goals. So already getting a little bit of that experience and certainly expecting him to be there this season as well. As for Beckett, well, he had quite a year in the OHL for the Oshawa Generals. 56 games played, 86 points, 50 assists, and 36 goals. Big year for Beckett in Oshawa. And that led him to development camp. And one of the really, I don't want to say unique, but one of the special things, I guess, about development camp, at least for me personally, from my perspective, is seeing the guys that it's their first development camp and then seeing them come back for their second year and how much they've grown just in 1 year. That's one of the things that's always very noticeable, not only their size, their physical form, but also just out on the ice. And they're certainly more comfortable as well. That's always on display. And that was the case for both of these guys. We were able to catch up with them on the final day of development camp. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Beckett and then Stian. All right, we're here at the final day of Ducks development camp with Beckett Seneca. Beckett, good to see you. It's crazy that it's already been a year since your draft, but how's the last year been for you?
Yeah, I mean, I was in Oshawa this year, so our team was pretty good. We went all the way to the finals and unfortunately lost to London again. There's a long gap right there. But yeah, I had a good year, got a lot stronger, and I think I took steps in the right direction.
What in particular do you feel like you improved this year in your game?
I think my skating got a lot better. I'm a lot more comfortable kind of protecting the puck. And yeah, that's kind of the biggest thing I noticed, that I can hold the puck out and like kind of utilize my size and like reach to my advantage more.
When you had maybe some discussions throughout the season with your coaching staff in Oshawa, but also maybe here with the Ducks as well, what are some things that, you know, they pointed out to you?
I mean, they just want me to keep getting stronger. And I mean, when you can come and compete against kind of the bigger guys here at camp, that's the biggest thing you notice, is how strong and how hard it is to kind of push those guys off the puck. And that's the biggest thing that they've kind of told me that I need to kind of get better at.
Well, it's your second development camp. How does this one compare to last year? Maybe a little more comfortable now?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the last year was, I think, a week long almost, and this one's only three days, so it was long days, but in and out pretty quick.
And it helps now that you've gotten to know some of the guys in the locker room as well?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of familiar faces here, and then you got the couple new guys from the draft, a couple new free agents, but mostly familiar faces, and yeah, it's nice to see them again.
Speaking of new guys, it seems like you have a good relationship so far with Roger already.
Yeah, for sure. I knew him from before. I played a couple, or U17 Hockey Canada with him. I was on the same team, so we know each other a little bit, yeah.
Did you text him when he got drafted?
Yeah.
Or
I figured he was kind of going to go like around where Anaheim was picking, so yeah, he's their type of player, so I just thought that he was going to go there.
Been fun to have some of those battles on the ice this week with him.
Yeah, no, he got me at the end there pretty good.
Well, Beckett, for you now, obviously second development camp, but some of the other things going on this week, you know, what have you enjoyed about some of the off-ice stuff as well?
Yeah, I mean, they have us kind of like community events after. I think today we're doing like a cooking class or something, so it's good to kind of get those like team builders kind of with all the guys and get to know each one of them on kind of a more personal level instead of just around the rink.
When you look ahead to the rest of your summer, what's that look like? Where are you going to be training and just enjoying the rest of the summer days?
Yeah, that's in Toronto, my hometown, skating with skills coaches, skating coaches, with guys at the gym and just working out and getting stronger.
As far as the rest of this week, you know, being back here in Southern California, you know, getting a little bit used to the feel of it here now?
A little bit. I mean,
I know it's a short week.
Yeah, I've only been here for 2 days, and three days, and I'm leaving tonight, so you can't kind of adjust too much, but I mean, it is nice to be back here. Palm trees are nice.
Well, Beckett, enjoy the rest of it. Thank you for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Here on the final day of development camp for the Anaheim Ducks, we're joined now by Stian Solberg. Good to see you again. How has the last year been for you since we've last caught up?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I've been a little bit all over the place. First 70% of the season in Sweden and a couple of games in San Diego and then the Worlds. So it's been a lot of fun and a nice journey.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that journey, Worlds in particular. What was that experience like?
It's always fun to play for your country and play national team games. So it's always special to put on the Norway jersey and go out there and play against the big countries as Switzerland and USA and all of them. So it's always fun to play in the Worlds.
Getting to play against some of that talent as well, you know, how does that elevate the experience?
What do you mean elevate?
How does that make it more valuable for you to learn from some of those other skaters that you're playing against?
Yeah, of course. For example, the US, they have a packed NHL team, so so you have to be on your toes when you play against them, and it's a really good experience for me to be a young player trying to come up here and play good hockey. So to get a little bit of a feeling about how fast it's going, how players are doing things, and how the NHL is. Mm-hmm. So that was really good for me and a lot of fun.
As far as your time in San Diego, 10 games played, 5 points when you were there. What did you learn in that short stint that, you know, you're looking forward to in next season?
I had a really good time in San Diego. Fun hockey, good crowd, a lot of good people. So I had a really good time there and I learned a lot.
And now you get to be here at development camp with some of those familiar faces as well. Does it make it kind of easier in your second year doing this?
Yeah, it's always easier to come here the second year. Everything is a little bit less scary and you're maybe not that nervous. So it's easier when you know some of the guys and know the coaches and the staff and everything. So that was nice.
What do you feel like you've been able to grow in your game over the last year since we last caught up?
Maybe like my defensive side of the game, to be a little bit more patient to go out in place. I like to play hard, so I want to play hard, but it's not always the right time. So I'm working on that to see when is the time and when is not the time.
Getting to learn from Matt McIlvain, you know, playing in San Diego and then having him here this week as a coach, what has he been able to share with you that you've learned from?
We have talked a lot about everything here and in San Diego, so he's learned me a lot about the, as I said, like the defensive side of the game and of course the offensive side too. So we're working every day. We are with each other and talking and chatting about stuff. So yeah, it's been really good.
Off the ice, you guys get to do a few different things during this camp: a cooking class, going to the beach. What do you enjoy about getting to do some of those activities with the guys?
It's always nice to get off the rink sometimes and get to know everybody that you haven't met, and all the new draft picks and some of the old draft picks too that you didn't get to know that good last year. So it's always nice to do something else and go and have a good hangout with the boys. So that's a lot of fun.
Stan, as you look at the rest of your summer, what does your training look like? Where are you going to be heading back home, or what does that look like?
I'm training back home in Norway with my team there. I have a coach there that's helping me, and we have a good group back in Norway that's training hard and preparing for the season.
As far as anything outside of hockey, what hobbies do you like to enjoy in the summer?
I like to do whatever, just everything from playing tennis to go for a swim or out with the boat. Or I like to do whatever, just to hang out with the boys or drive somewhere or everything you can do. So that's what I like.
A little bit of everything. Yeah. Well, hopefully you get to enjoy that throughout the rest of your summer. And thank you for joining us here.
Thank you.
Big things to come from those two guys, and looking forward to seeing kind of what happens with Beckett in particular, because he's played a few seasons in Oshawa at this point. What's his next up? And for Stan, you know, finishing the season in San Diego last year, can expect obviously he'll be back there this season, but really looking forward to seeing how those guys grow this year. That leads me to our next set of interviews. A lot of draft picks for the Anaheim Ducks this year. 10 total picks, 4 defensemen, 5 forwards, and 1 goaltender. And we had the chance to catch up with those draft picks. So going in order, which is how these interviews are going to play out, Roger McQueen, the Ducks' first round 10th overall pick in this year's draft. And like I said, if you watch this year's draft, you know that the Ducks put on a show for the draft. They stole the show, rather. And Roger McQueen got to meet Lightning McQueen. He got to go on a boat. He had an incredible first couple days being introduced to Orange Country. And that's something that he talks about. He actually spoke with all of the media at Dev Camp, and you're going to hear that media scrum in just a second. But following Roger, we had Erik Nilsson, the second round pick for the Ducks, 45th overall. After that, Lasse Bolius, second round pick as well, number 60 overall. Then we have Noah Reed, who was selected by the Ducks in the third round, 72nd overall. Moving along to the fourth round, the last two interviews you're going to hear, Drew Schoch, the 101st overall pick in the fourth round. And then last but not least, the only goaltender chosen by the Ducks in this year's draft, at 104 overall in the fourth round, Elijah Nunschwander. If you've been wondering how to pronounce his name, it's Nunschwander. And he shared that with us after the interview, actually. So let's get to it now, starting with Roger McQueen.
Whose idea was it for you to get number 95?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of both. I mean, I saw all the fans obviously being here would really like that, and just trying to kind of be a role model for younger people too. So it was a little bit of both. I mean, I like the number. It's not anything set in stone, but it was for sure enjoyed wearing it. So,
Roger, now that you've had a few days to kind of let things sink in, I mean, what has this experience been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, all the guys and management are unbelievable here. I think just meeting everyone was phenomenal, and the camp setup was really good too. And I think just being able to come here and see all the guys and management was awesome. And obviously being here is so sweet, kind of hanging out with the guys after, just walking around at the beach or something after that. So as far as camp went, I thought it was awesome. And all the coaches did a really good job in setting that up. So I really liked it.
You've had some battles with Beckett out on the ice. What's that relationship like?
Yeah, me and Beckett go quite a ways back. I mean, we were teammates at U17, so I kind of got to know him there. And then, I mean, he's an awesome guy and a great teammate. So having him on the team is really nice, especially an unbelievable talent too, to be able to battle with every day is awesome to have. And we've got a really good relationship, and it's really going to put us forward here.
So I know this might be looking ahead a little bit, but what do you hope to contribute to the Ducks organization in your rookie year?
Yeah, I mean, I got to sit down with Pat and see what's up there, and just kind of decide what's best for me in the next year and see about that. But I mean, as far as what I want to contribute, I want to be an impact player. I want to be someone they can rely on to kind of come in and do a job that someone's not doing. So, I mean, trying to play kind of both ends of the ice and just trying to round out my game. But, yeah, it's up in the air. I mean, I got to talk to Pat about that and see what's best for me. So.
It's only been a few days of drills, but what have you learned about your game? What sort of things do you need to improve on, you know, just out of this camp?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, looking around the guys here, lots of them are super strong and built really good like that. So I think that's a big thing, just getting in the gym when I get home and building some strength and some muscle in that sense, and growing into my body is another thing that's really going to help me going forward. As far as on the ice, I think quickness and explosiveness is always something a long, lanky guy can work on. So I think dialing that in, and I think just lower body strength is always a big thing for me.
Obviously, you got drafted first, but the last pick of the draft is another guy from Brandon in Brady.
Yeah.
What was it like to see your guy there kind of get
unbelievable? Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, I can't say enough good things about Brady. He's been a dear friend of mine in Brandon for the day he got there. He's one of the best teammates I've ever had. And I mean, just one of those guys you know what you're getting from every single game and every single practice. And just really a team guy and a great teammate to have here. And I think it's going to help a lot of guys out just being able to have him around. I mean, he's such a happy guy, and always seeing him smiling is awesome. So I think, I mean, when I saw him get drafted, I was actually on a boat with you guys, and that was one of the best feelings ever. So
what's it been like going up against Beckett, you know, back and forth in these drills and kind of measuring yourself against the a contemporary of yours now?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he's an unbelievable player. I mean, his skill is ridiculous, and he does what he does so well. He's so good at that. So I think just having him there and being able to be competitive against him, and me and him are really good friends, so we know being competitive is going to make us better, and we can be best friends off the ice, but on the ice we trying to get better in that sense. So it's unreal to have him, and I think he's something I can always battle against, in the sense we're kind of trying to play similar games, so it's good to be able to take stuff off of him. I mean, you can learn so much off of him watching him. So yeah,
as far as this Ducks organization, what did you know about the team and the organization before you were drafted, and what have you learned, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I always knew it was a great organization. I mean, everyone always talks about that, and I think obviously just the guys around, I think I learned like management is so professional here and just how they do things, and I think the staff around the Ducks is unbelievable and probably the best. And I think just being able to work with all of them through everything as far as workouts go, as the ice or recovery after, it's ridiculous how good they are at that. And I think just all the guys that they have here, they really draft for the person too, in the sense they're not just drafting on the ice. So I think just being around all the guys, they're all great guys and guys you can really gel with. So
if you could pick an NHL player that you would say your game is maybe similar to, or that you strive to have that similar game, who would it be?
Yeah, I strive to play like Ryan Getzlaff. He's always been a guy I've tried to play with. He's born right near me and about 2 hours away, so he's always been a guy I've been trying to model my game after. Just a big guy who's played with lots of skill and was mean too. So just being able to gauge both sides of the skill game and then the nasty side, just being able to play a big power forward with some skill has always been who I want to play like.
So going back to your jersey number pick, were you a fan of Lightning McQueen growing up?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you kind of have to be. With my last name, I've watched all the movies, and I got two younger sisters, so they really like it too. And I mean, the movies are great, so for sure I was a big fan, and 100%.
Disneyland, was it just photo ops, or did you get some time to walk around and see some rides or do anything?
No, yeah. First bit was a little bit of photo ops, but after that they kind of gave us the park and the fast pass lane. It was actually kind of funny. The first place we went to go on a ride was Cars Land, and Monday that would have been, we were in Disneyland at Cars Land, and we waited 3.5 hours in the line to get on. And then that time we got on in like a minute, so it was kind of a flashback walking through. But no, it was amazing. I mean, they brought lots of my family too, and let us kind of walk around there and eat there with just kind of enjoying the aftermath of the draft. So it was awesome.
We're here with Eric Nilsson. Congratulations on being drafted to the Anaheim Ducks.
Thanks.
Last couple days have been a whirlwind. Yeah. I know you were on a boat, got to see some dolphins, but let's go back to the draft. What was that moment like?
It was really cool. Dream come true. Yeah, I've been waiting for that your whole life to get drafted. And when I heard my name, it was a relief. Really cool experience.
Was your family with you?
Yeah, my mom, dad, and sister.
Getting to be there in Los Angeles, having that moment, I mean, what was that like, seeing everyone?
It was really cool, really fun, especially to be there with my family.
So let's recap that boat ride too. Have you ever done something like that?
Not especially like that, to go from a draft and then be on a yacht 1 hour later, but I've been on a yacht before.
Mm-hmm. being here in Southern California, have you been to California before?
I was actually over here in LA last year.
Okay.
But that was the only time I've been here.
Okay. So what have you thought about it so far?
It's so nice over here. The climate is the best and a lot of stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, this moment, of course, very special for you, but special for your family too, having your father that played in the NHL for a long time. What did he tell you before the draft? I mean, he's been through that moment before.
He just told me that, like, it doesn't matter which pick you get, picked on, and just have fun. You know how good you are, and, like, doesn't matter if you go 10 or 45 or 100. This just be in that during the moment and just have fun.
How much of an influence has he had on your hockey career?
A lot. He has been my coach for almost my whole life. Kind of my best friend also, and we talk about hockey every day, so he's been helping me a lot on the way here.
Your sister plays hockey too, correct?
She does.
So you guys all just get to share the hockey wealth with each other.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you as a hockey player. What do you feel you can bring to the ice best?
My hockey sense, to help my teammates to get better, helping the offensive plays go, score and make plays.
What are you looking to improve maybe throughout this development camp?
Get bigger and stronger. Mm-hmm. Not maybe on this dev camp, but like throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And on this dev camp, just learn how it is to be an NHL player and take everything we do to get better.
You're going to be heading to Michigan State in the fall. Are you looking forward to joining the NCAA hockey?
It's going
to
be awesome. It's been waiting for that a long time now, and especially to get to Michigan State.
Mm-hmm. As far as the rest of this week goes, anything that you're looking forward to and just getting to know the guys while you're here?
Just get to know the guys, and maybe that cooking session we're going to have, that will be fun.
Do you like to cook?
I've been living by myself for 2.5 years now, so kind of used to need to cook, so that would be fun.
What are some other things that you like to enjoy outside of hockey?
I like to play golf. That's really fun, to get away from hockey and just be with your friends and play golf.
Mm-hmm. All right, Eric, well, enjoy the week. Thank you for joining us, and best of luck throughout the development camp.
Thanks.
We're joined now by Lassie Bolius. Lassie, congratulations on being drafted to the Anaheim Ducks. How have you been feeling these last couple days?
Yeah, thank you. It has been exciting. So honored to be drafted by Anaheim. This great organization is going nice right now. So yeah, I'm happy.
Where were you when you got the news?
I was in Helsinki with my agent and my family. We were watching it, and yeah.
What time was it? Was it very late? And you know, what was the reaction of your family?
No, it was around 10 o'clock in the evening, so it wasn't that late, but yeah, everybody just started jumping around, and then we went to hug everybody and thank everybody about everything that has happened in my hockey career, and yeah, it was a great moment for me and my family, and yeah.
The Anaheim Ducks, what do you know about this team, and were you surprised to be drafted by this team?
Yeah, of course, you cannot know what team you're going to be drafted, so yeah, I was kind of surprised. But yeah, I know that this team is going into a great way. It's starting a kind of rebuilding right now, so yeah. And now I know a couple of players here already, so yeah.
Who are some of those guys that you know?
Yeah, in the other side, Stian Solberry, Travis Anaheim, players like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For your travel to get here, did you come here on Sunday? How's it been since you've been here in Southern California?
Yeah, just when I heard I got drafted, my agent started taking phone calls and making plans about the flight I'm going to take. So I took a flight the next day in 4 p.m. So then I flew from Helsinki to Los Angeles, and then the bus from there to here. So.
Have you ever been to California?
No, I haven't. No.
What do you think so far?
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot about California, but I think today I will see more. But yeah, it seems like a great city. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about you as a player. What are some of your best attributes on the ice?
Yeah, I would say my hockey IQ, my skill to play with the puck, and my skating. Those are the biggest strengths I have in hockey. Yeah.
What are some things that you're hoping to get out of this development camp and work on in this offseason?
Yeah, of course, we do a lot of skating, shooting, things like that, trying to get better in skating, shooting, kind of little tips. Of course, you cannot go so much better in here, but it's 3-day camp, but little things, yeah.
Anything that you're looking forward to about this camp? I know you guys are going to be doing a few things off the ice as well, getting to see California.
Yeah. Yeah, I think tomorrow we're going to beach, so that's going to be a lot of fun. I hope so. Yeah.
For you, outside of hockey, what do you like to enjoy?
I like to play golf, paddle with my friends, just doing some sports, enjoy my time with friends and family. Yeah.
There's lots of golf here, Ali. I'll have to tell you some great golf.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
All right, well, Lassie, congratulations again, and enjoy the week.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're joined now by Noah Reed. Noah, first of all, congratulations on being selected to the Ducks. Has it kind of set in yet, now that you're here?
Yeah, you know, it kind of sets in a little more again here. It's obviously really cool being here, seeing all the facilities and stuff. It's unbelievable what they have here.
Where were you when you got the news?
I was just at home with some of my family and you know, just a couple buddies of mine. We were watching it at home, and you know, we just found out from the TV. It was a really cool moment.
Home is back in Ontario.
Yeah, Niagara, St. Catharines back there, okay. Yeah.
So when you got to speak with your family and everyone, you know, what were they saying? I'm sure a moment that you've dreamed about your whole life.
Yeah, a lot of emotions, obviously, a little bit of you know, shockness, a little bit of everything, to be honest. Just, you know, really happy, you know, mom was crying a little bit, but no, really, really cool moment. And you know, it was really cool to share it with everybody who, you know, helped me get to this point.
Was this a surprise when you heard it was going to be the Ducks?
Yeah, you know, you don't really know ever going into the draft, but you know, I couldn't have been happier. You know, coming to Anaheim, this is, you know, where I wanted to be, and, you know, dream spot being here, so I'm really happy.
Let's talk a little bit about you as a player. What are some of your best attributes?
Yeah, I think I'm a big energy guy. I think when I'm on the ice, I create a lot of energy, and, you know, I think I'm a two-way guy who's reliable in the D zone, and, you know, I think I can make plays in the offensive zone.
Well, you had quite the season, winning the OHL, the Memorial Cup, all of that. What were some of those moments like?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was, you know, the best moments of my life. You know, playing in London there, you know, they treat you so well, and, you know, playing there, you know, it's the mini NHL, as they say, and, you know, I couldn't have asked for anything better, you know, this year. It was a dream come true, winning the Memorial Cup, and, you know, it was an unbelievable year, learning from all those guys and learning from the coaches. It was unbelievable.
When you think back to that, how did you grow as a player throughout the season that, you know, maybe got you on the radar to be drafted where you were?
Yeah, so much. I think, you know, there were so many guys on my team, you know, that I was able to learn from just in practice every day, and, you know, watching them in the games as well, you know, unbelievable players. Unbelievable leadership group we had, and I think I learned just, you know, how to be a winner, how to win, and, you know, we had a lot of winners on our team, and I think that teams in the NHL, they want winners, so I think that was huge for me.
Being here in Anaheim, what are your impressions about the facilities, being in Southern California? Have you ever been here?
I haven't. It's unbelievable here. The weather's unbelievable, obviously, but, you know, the facilities are top-notch. You know, it doesn't get much better than this.
Did you know anyone here, or are you just kind of meeting the guys now?
Yeah, I know a couple of guys, but don't really know anyone too well, so it's nice to get here and, you know, meet everybody and, you know, build some friendships with these guys.
Some of the messaging from coaching staff, people that you've been able to chat with the last couple days, what have you heard from them? And I know it's only been a short amount of time, but so far.
Yeah, kind of just, you know, enjoy the process. You know, just take it in day by day. And, you know, everyone's been so welcoming here and, you know, so nice. And it's made it really easy to come here and just, you know, play my game.
Anything that you're looking forward to about the next couple days? I know you guys are going to be doing a few activities.
Yeah, we got cooking class today. That'll be pretty interesting. And I think on the last day we're going to the ocean. So that'll be pretty cool. I've never been on the in the ocean. So,
really?
That'll be pretty cool going there and checking it out. So
okay.
I'm pretty excited for that. Yeah.
Well, hopefully it'll be a little sunny for you, too.
Yeah, hopefully,
then.
Yeah.
So are you a cook? Do you like to cook? Will this class be good for you?
This will be good for me. I think I learned a lot here that I'll, you know, I need to learn. So,
so Noah, tell us a little bit more about yourself off the ice. What do you like to enjoy? What are some of your hobbies?
Yeah, I think I just like to hang out with friends, do whatever it is, you know, maybe go rollerblading with my brothers or something, but, you know, just kind of hanging out with friends, doing whatever. You know, I play a lot of ping pong with some buddies in London, so that's always fun, but yeah, kind of just hanging out with friends.
I was going to say, we have some great rollerblading by the beach here, too.
Oh, I
don't know if you brought your skates, but...
I didn't, but, you know, I'll have to think about that next time.
Yeah. Well, congratulations,
Thank
Noah.
You.
Welcome to Anaheim, and have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
We're here with Drew Schock. Congratulations on being drafted to the Ducks. How are you feeling?
Super excited. Great organization, so it's just been a whirlwind. It's been fun.
Where were you when you got the call?
I was at my cabin in Burt Lake. It's in northern Michigan, and just with my family, so it was a special moment for sure.
All right, do the hand. Where on the hand is it? Let's see, the Michigan hand.
Yeah, the Michigan hand. It's like... up here, like 20 minutes like south of the Mackinac Bridge.
Okay,
so
for those listening, that's very north in the mitten.
Yeah.
Yeah. So talking about that moment a little bit more, being with your family, what was kind of their reaction? I'm sure a moment that you've dreamed about, you know, forever.
Yeah, they're just super happy. Like, know the hard work that it takes, and they've been so supportive and so great along the journey. So it's just really just super special moment, super grateful for them.
Was it a surprise going to the Ducks, or did you have any ideas?
I wouldn't say really surprised. I talked to them a little bit before the draft, but you don't really know where you're going to go on draft day. It's so, like, unexpected, but for sure it was this team that I could see going to.
As you've been here so far in Southern California, first I want to ask you, have you been to California before?
Yes, once. My mom went to Stanford, so I've went with her on her 25th reunion, but that's the only time, so I haven't been to Anaheim or Los Angeles yet.
Yeah, so now you're enjoying a little bit of the SoCal lifestyle,
exactly.
But since you've been here, you know, a few days of development camp under your belt so far, what has it been like getting to know some of the guys and being out on the ice today?
Yeah, it's super fun. You learn a lot. There's so many resources here, so just taking advantage of those and just learning and just building relationships as well. So many great guys here, so it's fun.
What did you know, if anything, about the Ducks before being drafted?
Yeah, I know I've watched them. I didn't really know too many people in the organization, but I've watched their team, some of their defensemen. I try to emulate my game after. Mm-hmm. Zellweger is one for sure. So I've watched them just on TV, but that's kind of been about it.
Mm-hmm. And with your hockey career thus far, after this past season, what are some things that you feel like you've been able to strengthen in your game that led you to the draft?
Yeah, I'd say it's my skating and hockey IQ have been two things that have really kind of developed. I've been working with Shannon Holmes on my skating, so she's been a huge help. And just my hockey IQ, just with the coaches at NTDP, they've been super good with video and just learning from them.
A lot of really big alumni have come out of that program. What was it like being with that program for the last two seasons?
Yeah, super super great organization, super fun. Certainly challenging, especially that first year. It's a big jump, but what they do with strength and conditioning on the ice, they're so dialed in, and with the sports science and everything. So the leaps that you make is significant, and it's been super fun with them.
Have you met Cutter Gauthier? I know he trains there in the off season.
I have not, no.
Okay, well, maybe at some point you will.
Just briefly. I think he skated with our team a few times, but nothing formal.
Drew, for you going through the rest of this week, what are you looking to get out of this camp?
Yeah, just take advantage of the resources. Like I kind of said, there's so many different resources, whether it's nutrition, mental training, on the ice components, just certain things, just with my skating, little things, with my shot, and off the ice, just trying to take advantage of those things.
You'll be heading to the University of Michigan this fall. How excited are you to join the program there and get into college hockey?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I was fortunate enough to go there a little bit after our season, and the guys are great. The coaching staff's unbelievable, and the campus is beautiful, so I'm really pumped up to go.
Awesome. One last thing for you. Tell us a little bit about Drew outside of hockey. What do you like to enjoy? What are some of your hobbies?
Yeah, golfing, fishing, and hunting. Love the outdoors, so just getting out there, going on the lake, anything with the outdoors I enjoy.
Awesome. Thank you, Drew, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.
We're joined by the only goalie chosen by the Anaheim Ducks in this year's draft, Elijah Neuenschwander. Elijah, welcome to Anaheim. What have your initial impressions been of Southern California?
It's been great. It's been a great first few days. I think it's really great to meet all the other guys, all the other goalies. A lot of things I can learn from them. And I think we're a great group here.
You were just sharing the travel for you to get here, but your gear didn't quite make it. So you're borrowing some gear at the moment. How is that?
So it was actually, believe it or not, it was actually good. Even though it's a full new equipment, different brand, everything's new, but it's been going good. It's been going good. It's obviously not the most comfortable right now, but I'm getting there, and the gear should arrive this afternoon, hopefully. Yeah.
As you've been here now for just a few days, what have you thought about the facilities and getting to know everyone?
Yeah, so I think the facility is great. It's something you don't see very often in Switzerland. Obviously, we also have some great facilities, but I think it's still different. Also, the staff, it's way bigger than in Swiss. So it's been great, and I'm still enjoying it, getting used to it, and yeah.
You were getting some individual goalie work on the ice today, getting to know some of those guys and some coaching as well from some of the staff on the ice. What's kind of the messaging to you as you get situated during this development camp?
Yeah, so I think it's very working on some specific things, getting another opinion as well. I think it's always great to have a lot of opinions. We're three goalie coaches here, so there are some opinions. Also, the other guys, like I said, it's also learning from the other guys. I think we're all professionals here, so we're also working like that, yeah.
Elijah, let's go back to the moment that you were drafted back home in Switzerland. I'm sure it would have been the middle of the night for you when you guys were watching.
Yeah, I think it was 9 p.m., so it was still okay. Yeah.
What was that like?
It was very emotional. Like, I think the first, I didn't realize it that much at the first moment. I think when I got the phone call, it was first of all, it was good. And then I hugged my family, and I think there was where all the emotions came up. But it was, like I said, it was like a dream. I think also for my parents, it was a very special moment for all of us. And it was just a great moment, yeah.
Were you surprised that it was Anaheim?
Not surprised. I would say it was more. I was happy that it was Anaheim. Like, obviously there were some other teams that I've also spoken to, but I think at the end I was very happy that it was Anaheim, and it was a good moment.
Is there any goalies that you like to model your game after?
Not a specific one. I'm more the type of goalie that tries to take some stuff from every goalie. So I don't want to be like a second goalie of a guy, so a copy of a guy. So I more try to like take things from every goalie and like try them out and see if they work for me. So that's kind of my thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
How do you feel like you've been able to grow as a goaltender over maybe say this last season to get you ready for this draft?
I developed a lot, I think. It was really a great season, a lot of learning phases there. World Juniors, for an example, which weren't how we expected them to be. But at the end, I learned so much out of it. I had great coaches in Switzerland, and they all helped me. And I think it was a season where I developed a lot, yeah.
Elijah, let's talk about you off the ice. What are some things that you like to enjoy, maybe some of your hobbies?
Yeah, so I'm like... I don't live with my family back in Switzerland, so obviously on day offs I try to go back and do some stuff with them. We also got a dog at home, so we like to go for a walk with that, or I'm trying to spend some time with my friends at the lake. That's something we do often, and then we play some ping pong, for an example, or some beach volleyball. So that's kind of the stuff I like to do on the off days, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of beach volleyball here, and I know you guys are going to get a chance to go to the beach, so hopefully you'll be able to enjoy that here.
I will.
All right, well, congratulations once again, and welcome to Anaheim.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for this year's development camp content. If you want to watch all of these interviews, they are available on the Victory Plus app under the Duckstream bucket. They're being put out in groupings, so if you have a particular player that you're looking for, just kind of scan through and you'll be able to find them. But that is another place you can find it. Obviously, you just heard it here on the podcast, and we are looking forward to seeing what all of these guys do with their respective teams this season. As for this episode of Light the Lamp, this is also the end of it as well. Episode number 185. We are getting closer to 200. And as I mentioned, this is kind of a slow time in the summer, so we'll be getting together some more content for you as the weeks wear on and we get closer to when the players return back to Orange County and we're getting closer to the hockey season. But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves because it's the time now to enjoy the summer, spend some time with friends and family, and get ready for hockey season, maybe a little bit down the line. So as for now, take care, and we'll see you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.